You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we have done it. We are on the final theme from Benedict's themes after all of these months of doing this together. So final one, such a graduation moment, celebration moment in the final category of exploration, mastery, and sexualized play themes. Our final one is sexual curiosity. So obviously we've talked through several of these other sexualized themes, and so there's a lot of carryover. So sometimes it's hard to tease this apart a little bit and determine which ones might go into what category, right? So several weeks ago, we did sexualized activities. Then we did sexualized behaviors directed at the therapist. Then we did sexual talk. So sexual curiosity is kind of the lesser of the four, if you will. And it's more generalized. So this is kind of the lowest of the sexualized play themes as far as hierarchy or investment on the child. So wanted to kind of help you unpack that a little bit. So sexual curiosity is specifically just when a child is expressing the curiosity of looking at body parts, trying to figure out anything of a sexual nature. And this often includes undressing dolls, anything with clothes, so that they can then explore the body of whatever it is that they're playing with. So miniatures, Barbies, dolls, animals, something along that line. So they will typically just explore and look at and investigate and undress. So not sexualized activities like we talked about several weeks ago, obviously not sexualized behaviors toward the therapist, and not necessarily including sexualized talk. So it really is just a curiosity. It's typically a quiet type of theme, and they're just kind of investigating and exploring on their own. So potential meanings, many that we've already talked about would apply here. So it definitely can be confusion and they're trying to make sense of something. Definitely can be they've learned that that type of activity or interest gets a reaction out of adults. So they're wondering what that's about. It can also be they're wanting to test boundaries of the playroom or you as the therapist. So all of those earlier meanings that we've talked about with the other themes still apply. But I do want to make it very clear that this behavior, this sexual curiosity, is actually very developmentally appropriate and very normal in children that are just playing the way that they should be at an age-appropriate level, specifically pre-kindergarten age. So basically 5 and younger, like at our center, we start at almost 3. So we will work with kids that are older than 2.5. So if they're coming up on their third birthday, that's kind of the youngest that we will see a child. So from 2.5 to 5 or so, this is actually considered developmentally appropriate and age appropriate exploratory play. So that is a very normal part of young childhood play. But then it can also include some of those other potential meanings that we've talked about before. And so often what you will find is as children are looking through different characters or figures or miniatures, they'll specifically grab one that may not have clothes on, for example. So, you know, we have a lot of dolls that you can change their outfits and not necessarily Barbies. Ours are actually smaller, but they have, you know, the clothes basket and the shoes and the hats and all the accessories and whatnot. And so sometimes kids will undress dolls and then not actually reclothe them. So they get put away without clothes on. And you'll see it in kids, like they feel torn because they don't really want to pull out the naked doll or figure or miniature or whatever, but they also feel compelled to do so at the same moment. And so they'll often make comments like, this one doesn't have any clothes on. And that's typically how it starts, where it actually gives them the opportunity to kind of explore and investigate. And so they'll look at it, they'll try to process it. Sometimes it's a little bit embarrassing for them, so they'll giggle or they'll seem a little bit uncomfortable. But there's definitely a sense of trying to figure it out and just investigate from, you know, looking at the dolls or animals or whatever it is in the playroom. So that's the sexual curiosity piece. And that means that we have finally gotten to the end of the themes. So congrats. Thank you for hanging out all these hours with me talking through all of these themes. And I did it at the beginning and I've referenced it several times, but I really want to make sure that I'm giving credit where this is due. Several of you all have emailed me and specifically asked about where these themes are coming from and, you know, where you might be able to find them. So I just want to make it very clear. This was from Helen Benedict. And she gave permission to Heartland Play Therapy Institute to use these themes. And so it is available online. I've looked and you can find copies of this online. So if you really would like to have access to this, you can find it. You just need to search Helen Benedict's Themes in Play Therapy and you can find examples and copies of it. But she gave permission for Heartland Play Therapy Institute when they did trainings on themes in play therapy to use this. So I wanted to make sure that you all heard from my mouth where all of this came from and where I was referencing as we went through all these themes. Credit needs to be given where it's due, right? So let's briefly do some updates. I want to give you all a couple of things to think about. And then obviously on our next content podcast, we obviously on Thursdays always do a question and answer. So that will be coming in a few days, but next week on Tuesday, when the new content drops, it's going to be moving in a totally new direction and the CCPT curriculum will continue, but out of the themes. So really helpful topics to come. We're really going to dive into deeper things and just kind of, you know, take this further as the child-centered training. So a couple of things to keep in mind, just to kind of refresh you on what's happening. So I do have a couple of openings at my center. So if you are interested in working directly with me and you are in Florida or you can move to Florida, I would love to chat with you. So please go to playtherapynow.com and you can get set up there. I want to let you know, I mentioned it before, we just launched the January cohort of the six-figure play therapist training. And my biggest cohort yet, we had a ton of people sign up and that's been so exciting. The passion and the excitement and the investment. I'm so, so happy for the wave and the movement that I see taking over the play therapy world. It's so exciting. So we got to keep it going. I'm really, really happy about that. So that last round of January group was the private practice coaching as well as the child-centered coaching. We're now splitting those apart and you will be able to access them individually. So we are actively working on those programs, getting them ready. I'm getting a lot of questions about when they'll be available. I promise you we're trying to tease them apart so that they can live independently and you will be able to do exclusively child-centered coaching. And or you will be able to do exclusively private practice coaching and they will not be together jointly anymore. And many of you have said, look, I want one and not the other. What are my options? So I'm being accommodating and making sure that you can do one and not the other. So that is forthcoming. Couple of other updates. Don't leave me. I've got important things to say. Couple other things. You can still get access to register for the Corewell CEU. So that is at childcenteredtraining.com. Please get your seat. They're selling out and that is on January 26th. So you don't want to miss that. Finally, I've had so many of you reach out from all over the world asking about case consultations, asking about private coaching, asking about play session video reviews, asking about a community of sorts where child-centered play therapists can come together and have a community and feel the support and have, you know, like-minded people together. I've listened, I've heard you, and I am working on it. So we are launching a new community. So I'm just teasing it. It's not ready yet. We're actively trying to finish it before we can have users and we have to kind of get some test subjects to work out any kinks or bugs. But we are launching a community where there will be discussions and case consultations. You can set up private video reviews with me. You can be a part of the VIP membership, which gets you weekly Zoom access. And we're going to go through different curriculum and different topics. So I'm really, really excited about this. We're calling it the Child-Centered Play Therapy Collective. So CCPT Collective. And it is going to be a one-stop shop for all things child-centered play therapy. So you're going to find other really passionate, really invested, really committed child-centered play therapists, and you'll get support and feedback and encouragement. You can ask questions. You can pose cases. You can celebrate wins. Everything that you've been asking me for, we're going to make it accessible. So one-on-one coaching, group coaching, Zoom calls, forums, discussion boards, all of it. So stay tuned. I promise I'll let you know as soon as it launches. And I am really, really looking forward to that. It's going to be so rewarding. And I know what has been created in the six-figure play therapy coaching and the relationships that have been formed and the support and the value of that. Everyone has said it has been so helpful to be with other child-centered play therapists and learn from them and grow with them and build relationships. So really excited about that. So lots of great things coming in 2024. And I'm so glad you're along for the ride because this is going to be so much fun. So super grateful for you. If you'd like to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I am answering questions in order of arrival. So if you've submitted a question and I've promised to get to it, I promise I will. But there's only 1 hour a week that I can answer a question. So I'm trying to figure out how to do like a, you know, 7 questions in one episode kind of thing, but that's going to be a really long episode. So I'm not sure if we're all in for that, but I'm trying to condense so that I can maybe get through some more questions. But I promise if you've submitted one, I will get to you. Please be patient. Thank you for your grace. But I'd love to get more questions as you think of them. So Brenna@thekidcounselor is the way to get a hold of me. I'm so grateful for all of you. Love you. Have a good week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.